That's good news. Praise the Lord. We are delighted that He brought us to this point in our lives. Love is bubbling over, and we've come together to worship Him in spirit and in truth. I think, if memory serves me correctly, that today is the first Sunday in the new year. And He blessed us to be worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. And we are delighted to see all of you who have come that we might worship our dear Father in such a way that He is well pleased. Read, come to me with to the book of Revelation, chapter 20, I believe it is. Did I say Revelation chapter 20? I think that's what I said. And I think that's where I want us to look. For just a few minutes. This is a new year. Whatever your age was last year, you keep living, you'll be older this year. And prayerfully wiser. And God has left it up to each of us to decide whether or not we want to come and live with Him forever in glory land. He doesn't make us. He gives us the information as to how we're to live and be invited to come and live with Him throughout all eternity. Open your Bibles for just a few minutes Chapter 20. You've read it betimes, or I should say, we have read it betimes. But I think it would be good for us to lay our eyes on it as we begin another year. And then take a look at ourselves and see whether or not I am well pleased with the Lord, with the way that I've traveled last year. Revelation chapter 20. And I saw the dead, verse 12. You probably know it from memory. And I saw the dead, small and great. You see that next phrase? Where were they? Where was the dead, small and great? Which means that they were no longer dead, because now they're standing. Small and great, stand where? Not before your neighbor. Not before the preacher. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And what else did they say? And I saw that the what? The books were open. The books were open. What's the writer sharing with us? God keeps a record on all of us, every human being. And the books were open. That's humans. But then he doesn't stop there. He says, and another book was open, which is the book of life. The dead were judged out of those things which were written where? In the books. So our book is being kept by God, and it's going to be compared with His book at the final roundup of human affairs. Well, Lord, on earth, I had time for you on Sunday morning, but I didn't have time for you on Sunday night. Seek ye first. Seek you first. Whatever it takes, God comes first, because He is our final judge. Make decisions that will play, that will please God. You say out there, well, I get tired on Sunday morning. Well, no, get tired on Monday morning. Pick another day. Look what the text says. I saw the books, everyone's book, and they're open. And another book was also open, which is what? The book that we're reading out of, the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books. So my life span on earth is being written in the book in glory. And at the final roundup of human affairs, my book must coincide with this book and yours too. All of us. And if they do, if my book coincides with God's book, your book coincides with God's book, hallelujah, hallelujah. We will never stop shouting hallelujah. All is well to live in glory land with God, our Heavenly Father. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books. Our book. How? Judge how? According to their works. According to their works. So you can't be lazy when it comes to serving God, being a child of God. And the sea gave the dead which were in them, and the death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man. So nobody's going to be absent that day. Tell the Lord I can't make it today. They were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, and this is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the books of life was cast into the Jordan River. That's not in your Bible, is it? It's not in mine either. Were cast into the lake of fire. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. As we embark by the grace of God on this new year, God has blessed us to be alive, well, and prayerfully, in our good sense. Take inventory. Check yourself. You know what God is going to do at the final roundup, he tells us. You know he keeps a book on it. He lets us know that. Do your introspection with your life. Compare it with what thus saith the Word of God. So there will be no surprises at the judgment that will cause you, because of your record, not to be able to go to heaven and live eternally with the Father. We can't change that. We can't change the fact that we're going to live forever. And we cannot change the fact that God has given us rules that we have obeyed or disobeyed. So you know, I think, you know you better than anyone else. You have your Bible. Read it, study it, believe it, obey it. All humans will be judged, preachers included. And this preacher wants to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. So I must preach what's in the book. I must live by what's in the book. He always preaching on. Is it in the book? You're right. Because I want to please my Heavenly Father. This is the first Sunday in this year. And God gloriously, lovingly has blessed us to allow our lives to roll on a little bit longer. So our subject this morning is, you say, I heard you preach that before. Well, I don't remember it, so maybe you did. But sit quiet and listen carefully, because you missed something the other time. A life worth living. A life worth living. The writer is Solomon. He's king of Jerusalem. When, toward the end of his life, why? To ask whether human life was meaningful or meaningless, apart from a personal relationship with God. Human life may be very active and yet not meaningless if God is not well pleased with the life that you're living. Despite the fact that he had access to every pleasure, us, every wealth, beyond counting the rich, that won't get you into glory land. What will get you into glory land? You don't have to be rich, but you must be a lover of God and an obedient lover of God. Take time to continue to study your Bible this year. You want to be sure that you are living in such a way that you will hear from God what you want to hear at the final roundup of human affairs. You can have access to every pleasure. Be very wealthy beyond counting. Achievements. Praise. But not obedient to God. That won't get you where you will. Where you want to go, but where you will want to go. You may not want to go there yet. This book is designed to remind us that apart from God and apart from his loving purpose, we disobey God. Because God has a purpose for blessing every human being to be born. Human life is not to be carried in such a way that it's useless to who created everything. So the question comes, does your life represent meaningfulness with God? What gives your life meaning? What makes your living pleasing, worthwhile, from day to day? Is the world a better place because God has blessed you to live in it and to continue to live for those of us who are still living? Does my life, does your life reflect the fact that I'm a child of God? God is not to be God is not to be played with. Amen. What God commands and what he deals with in his Bible, that's God.
Yes, sir.
We are not going to change God's mind, be an exception to his commands. Hold, we sing the song and we sing it very lively. Hold to what? Hold to God's unchanging hand. Making heaven our eternal home of abode. We want you to get an early start. If you haven't been doing this, we want you to get an early start. Making your decision to please God. To know His will. Study His Bible. Fellowship often with the community of believers. So that you might hear with the obedient believers. Well done. Well done. Thy good and faithful servant. It is never too much and it is never too late. As long as you have your bite, your senses to make up your mind. He's blessed me. He has brought me this far, the way I've lived. Is He going to keep going this way? And Him blessing me. You think God blessed us to have this book for naught? You don't have to read the Bible. Just do what you think. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing or rightly handling the word of truth. Check behind everybody, preachers included. No, not guess, that this is all right with God. That's why He gives us the Bible. Bless us to have the Bible. Because He wants us to know His will for us on planet Earth. Would you believe God Himself manifested Himself to Adam? And Adam still wound up being disobedient. What are you saying, preacher? I am saying we can be disobedient even in the presence of God. But we don't have to be. Adam didn't have to disobey God. Eve didn't have to obey God. They chose to do that. We live our choices. Let us know why God has us on planet Earth and what He would have us to do and how He would have us to live. And manifest the fact that we are His adopted children. Added to His family. Headed home to live with Him forever. Anybody still with me? Life's meaningfulness. It depends on why we're here. Why were you created? Why was I created? What did and what does God have in mind for your life? What does God have in mind for your life? It's not all about me. It's about God and me. What did and what does God have in mind for your life? And are you fulfilling God's desire in your life? Look well to thy going. Ponder the path of your feet, lest you take a false step. Reading Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Take your time and read it sometimes. You might find it very interesting and encouraging. Make the time. Let me say it another way. Take the time. You take time to go to work to get dollars. And that's all you get is dollars. God says, take time to do my work, to live in such a way that I'm well pleased and you can live forever. How does what another human give you compare with what God is offering? Aren't you worth it? Aren't you worthy? Don't you want to live forever? According to God's Bible, there are only two places, two destinations, when there is no more world. An eternity. Two destinations. One starts with more letters than the one you can spell quick. If you can spell it quick, change. Change. Do not rob God. Bless him because he is, from the human perspective, putting it in human terms, God seemingly has gone out of his way when we read the book of Revelation to have a glorious eternity for us to live in all of our life. I was trying to find another word from all, because all ain't, pardon my colloquialism, all ain't long enough. Forever. We are going to live forever. Why do you think Revelation chapter 20 is in the Bible if we're not going to live forever? Why did you obey the gospel? Why did you obey the church of Christ if you don't plan to live for the Lord? Just becoming a member does not help you to become, but does not help you to get God to change his mind if you don't live according to his instructions. Study the Bible. Just because the church is, you might think a church is a church. No. Jesus came all the way from glory, died a cruel death on Calvary, shedded his blood in a tomb for 3 days and three nights, established his church through the preaching of the apostles, told them to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I want the world, I want human beings to know what I've done and why I've done it. He did it for you and for me. Think about it. 12 apostles baptized with the Holy Spirit began to preach the gospel in the latter part of the Acts chapter 1. And then they, at the bottom of Acts chapter 1, and it flows into Acts chapter 2. They preached the gospel in Jerusalem morning time before the bars opened up. You know what bars I'm talking about, don't you? Before they opened to that motley crowd, and there were thousands. Read it. It's in your Bible. There were thousands as the apostles preached for the first time by the power of the Holy Spirit the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That motley crowd came together, because when the apostles were baptized with the Holy Spirit in the last verse of Acts chapter 1, they began to preach. And because it was for some reason, thousands was in Jerusalem. And when the apostles began to preach, thousands came to hear them. And God made sure that his word, as they spoke his word, every person that came could hear the preaching. But Peter became the central spokesman, because Jesus has promised him that. So Peter became the chief spokesman when you read it in Acts chapter 2. And that motley crowd listened to Peter. And he came to a point in his lesson about verse 19. Read the whole chapter. Peter said to that crowd, that same Jesus that y'all kill sheds forth this gospel. When they heard that, your Bible says that the crowd was what? They were shocked. Their parents, their grandparents had been looking for the Savior to come. And when he came, they killed him. They were shocked. They interrupted Peter's sermon What must we do? What must we do? We realize that we're sinners. Peter never mentions prayer. He didn't tell him to pray. That's a privilege that God gives to his children. He says, repent. And you can read it in Acts chapter 2. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, or the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's the word. Those words. God wants the whole world to know them. The sermon that Peter preached on that day, and it's applicable to human beings even today. What must we do? Repent and be baptized in every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness or remission of your sins. You don't pray as a sinner. God doesn't hear sinners' prayer. Praying is for God's children, those who are obedient to God. Well, I got three more pages in my copies here. Peace. But don't rob God. We think about it. You have good sense, right? Well, at least you do. You think you do. Understand the fact humans will live forever. Can live forever. And Revelation, and you know where I'm going, don't you? And I saw an angel come down from heaven. An angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. Now that's starting with verse 20, in chapter 20, the first verse. But I want to skip on over for the sake of time. What's going on? Verse 11. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away. And there was found no place for them, no place for you to hide. Notice verse 12 now. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. What do you understand what he's telling us? There's going to be a day of standing before God, judged based upon the life on planet Earth. Verse 12 again. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books, emphasis, S, books, more than one. The books were open, and another book, singular, was open. What book was that? The book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were what? Written in the books. Watch that. Watch this now. According to their works. What's the author showing us here? The author is showing us here that heaven has a record, keeps a record on every human being's life. No, your neighbor didn't see you, but they saw you in heaven. Wrote it down in your book. Are you there? We had night church. You showed up. It's in your book. You decided you want to go to the movie. In your book. Instead of come to church, it's in your book. You talk bad about my preacher? It's in your book. I just thought I'd share that with you. Peace, all is well. And they were judged out of those things which were written in the book. Because he saw books, then he saw the book, the Bible. Judged out of those things which were written in the book. And look at verse 15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life, what happened? Cast into the lake of fire. Oh, I brought my timepiece here today and I forgot it. Peace. This, to my knowledge, is the first Sunday in this year. You are in the Lord's worship in the Lord's church on the first Sunday of this year. God is pleased with that. God is pleased with that. Now, since you know that God is pleased with that, what does that tell you? If you decide to skip it, worshiping Him as His child, He's not pleased with that. Why do you preach like you preach? Because I know who's listening. I don't know about here who's listening, but I know who is listening. I know for sure who's listening. God is going to be on my record what I preach. And I want it to be well-pleasing to my Heavenly Father. Don't put off God. Well, when I get this straight, I'll do this and I'll do that. Well, I got some few more things I want to do. I got a few more sins I want to commit. How do you know you're going to live through that? God didn't want human beings because they didn't have good sense on planet Earth. When you read Revelation chapters 1 and chapter 2, God took His time in 6 days getting ready for human beings. That's how much He loved us. Created us. But He wanted us to come and be able to live blissfully on His earth and obediently on His earth. Do that. Because the penalty is eternal. When you read the same chapter that I've been reading, chapter 20, talks about how terrible it is for those who are disobedient and obey not His will and His word. Whatever obstacle you've had last year, did not put God first in your life. God has blessed you to yet live, to be in sound of mind. Why? Giving you another opportunity. How long He will do that, you don't know, and neither do I. Make your calling and election sure now. Get right with God. You see, because God says that. You say, well, I pray. God says, I don't hear sinners' prayer. You're wasting your time. How do I become a child of God? What does the Bible say? You read it. In Acts chapter 2. You hear the gospel. You believe the gospel. You repent of your sins. What does that mean? You're godly sorrowful for the sinful life that you've lived. Number 4, you confess, yes, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And you're buried in water baptism for the forgiveness of every sin you have ever committed. And God adds you to His family, the Church of Christ. Isn't that simple? That's what Peter told the crowd, because they interrupted Peter in his sermon when he told them, y'all killed God's Son a few days ago. It was shocked. It said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter says, repent, be godly sorrowful for what you've done, and be baptized. And be baptized. About 3,000 of that motley crowd heard it, believed it, received it, and obeyed it, and were added to the Church of Christ. That's the beginning of the Church of Christ on planet Earth. Jesus had 12 apostles. All of them preached during their lifetime by the power of the Holy Spirit. Every one of them established the same church. The apostles never established, by preaching the word of God, a different church. And you see all kinds of churches. Methodist, Baptist, Catholic, you name it. If you're a gospel preacher, you've got to tell people the apostles, the doctrine that they preached, never established but one church. The Church of Christ. Amen, Brown. That's the truth. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I want to be a member of the Lord's church. You do what they did in Acts chapter 2. They heard Peter preach. They believed what Peter preached. They were shocked in their hearts. Peter, the Bible said so. Repent and be baptized. Hear, believe, repent, confess. Acknowledge your faith in Jesus Christ and be buried in water baptism for the forgiveness of every sin you have ever committed. And God adds you to His one church. You say, well, preacher, well, I don't believe that. God didn't tell me to make you believe. He just told me to preach His word. And if the word don't do it, I can't do it. So that's your choice. So what book are you going to tell God at the judgment to open? Where is the church that you are supporting in His Bible? Make your calling and election sure. Together stand and sing the song that's been selected. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. That's it. You fight on. Come on. You fight on. Give your life to Jesus Christ, knowing that you're saved. Yes, sir.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, dear Lord.
You need the prayers of the righteous, you come also.
Take my hands and
that you might be strengthened.
Let them move at the elbows
on this first day, first Sunday of the new year.
My love.
Number 100.
Take, I give my life to Thee, Thine forevermore to be. Lord, I give my life to Thee, Thine forevermore to be.
Amen.
Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for Thee. Take my voice and let me sing always only for my King. Lord, I give my life to Thee, Thine forevermore to Thee. Lord, I give my life to Thee, Thine forevermore to Thee.
You may be seated. Thank you for your time and your attention. And if you have any questions for this preacher after we dismiss, still be glad to answer any question. And whatever question you have, I'll be glad to answer it based upon the Word of God. Because God judges preachers also. Therefore, number one, I must preach his gospel. And number two, not get upset when I'm asked a question regarding what God has commanded that I preach. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. For those of you who stayed awake.
Lord, I give my life to Thee, Thine forevermore to Thee.